Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I say in the last hour while I start ranting, controlling my anger is the big problem because I intellectually analyze all this stuff and then I just go into a rampage and the gates open. I'm not judging you if you've had an abortion. You need to understand it's the fact that the system pushes this to dehumanize life and to reduce value of life towards getting rid of old people, the infirm, you name it. We've been down this road. I know who engineered this. I've read all their public documents. It's a plan. So you may say, oh, it's a choice, and oh, you know, cases of rape, incest, all these excuses. It's directed by evil, and there's no debating it. And I'm sick of people playing games, okay? I'm tired of it. But I'm not judging people that have had abortions, okay? As long as you know it's wrong now and that you were lied to. But it's people that know all this is going on and just want to kill people because they're against poor people, they're against blacks, they think they're going to make things better. They dumbed everybody down so they'd get control of them so they could kill them. It'd be bad enough if people really were this stupid and servile and domesticated to kill them. It's really bad to dumb them down so you can say, look at these people, let's get rid of them. I want no part of that. I have self-confidence. I believe in myself enough that I don't want to kill other people so I can have the world to myself. I want to build them up. We're not going to the stars, folks, with this attitude. Let's go to Matt in D.C. who disagrees. Matt, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Well, I wanted to say I'm a Prison Planet TV member, and I just have been a little bit discouraged lately because my business accounting professor put a good point out, and he mentioned a book that came out in the 70s called The Choice, by a guy out of the Nixon administration. And the question was, what to do with all the uneducated black people? Oh, by the way, this guy is black. And
well, of course, he's been bought and paid for to think it's cool. I've run into blacks that say get rid of the poor blacks.
Oh, not only that, he's the chair of the department.
Send me info on him. I'd like to cover it. Show tips at Infowars.com. By the way, did that Obama death list come in, guys, on the show tips? Go ahead.
Oh, yes, also, there's the new Avengers movie that came out.
And, hold on, let's go back to what he said this book covered, The Choice. I don't know it. Go ahead. What does he say?
The whole book is about, you know, the uneducated blacks need to be thrown in prison and aborted so that they wake up and they do something with their lives. That's the message he was
Oh, man. Sir, you can pull up the Justice Department's own statistics. They're well-known, anthropology, sociology. Do you know what black neighborhoods were like in the 30s, 40s, 50s?
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, you need to find out about it. Do you know? They went in and took over and kicked the men out and started throwing them all in prison to create a prison college system to send them back. The government then funded the gangs to force young blacks into this culture. Then they put out the gangster rap on MTV with the worst images imaginable to literally degenerate that group culturally to then export it into the rest of the culture. Blacks are being created into the image of the New World Order cancer to take over everything. And by take it over, I don't mean take over and rule it. I mean to bring society down. Okay, so there's this superiority complex. They got a lot of blacks out there pushing it. That if you think, you know, that if the blacks are aborted and put in prison, that somehow that'll let society go forward. They've destroyed the blacks like an anchor to bring the whole thing down. Did you not hear anything we covered in the last hour?
But yes, I did. I was actually just bringing up the point, trying to make the point.
But so, did your professor really say this?
He hinted at it on the first day of class, and of course, I was very few people in the class, you know, looked up the book he was talking about. But
I'll look it up. I mean, they think it's real smart and cool to, like, yeah, we'll show the blacks, we'll abort them or put them in prison. Sir, the prisons are designed to turn out criminals. They push on white kids and Hispanics the worst vile gangster garbage that was tailored for the blacks to destroy them. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Our next guest here today. Again, thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're streaming video right now. Our next guest continues in the ongoing parade of high-profile reporters and journalists. CNN, New York Times, you name it, going public. Amber Lyon, who was on last week. I think she's on Joe Rogan's podcast today. I was just talking to him yesterday. She said CNN was covering up massacres in the Middle East, but then telling them basically to hype up other things that weren't happening. They want to attack Libya or Syria, hype up what Bashir's doing to fight al-Qaeda or what Gaddafi was doing fighting Western-backed al-Qaeda. She was told to basically shut up, and then she learned that CNN was being funded by foreign governments. It's not just the White House using your taxpayer money to sit there and do all this. So she wanted to expose child sex trafficking, you name it. CNN wouldn't let her. And now, of course, it's come out CNN is a Pentagon front. That's even in the Washington Post itself, a Pentagon front. And again, people say, Pentagon front? What are you against the military? At the top, our country, our Pentagon, it's all run by foreign banks. They've bragged about it. My last issue of the magazine, InfoWars magazine, the September issue, gets into the banksters in their own words, bragging how they have captured and conquered America and Europe through economic Ponzi scheme fraud. Now, here's one of the headlines. New York Times, a propaganda megaphone for war, says former reporter. And this gets into the fact that they were told to basically engage in propaganda and pressured to do it. And now it came out last week, backing up what he's saying, more reporters saying, yeah, the White House tells us what to do and what to say. The CIA has to approve things. You know, that came out one of the WikiLeaks. So you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that I've had major, you know, people in and out of government contact me, always off record. So then I wear a journalistic hat, not just a rabble-rousing hat a lot of the time. So then I can't say anything about the phone call. People are like, well, tell us who said that. Well, then I'd never get sources trying to encourage me, you know, to join the dark side. And telling me how I'll be safer if I do that. Because before it was, you'll get all this money and power. Well, now I've built up our media system without their help. Because my goal is to wake people up. It's not money and power. Money is good to protect yourself and be strong, but it's not what we're after. That's a byproduct of it, and we put it back into the news organization to build it up and to hire more crew and to get our output up, because there's so many stories need to be covered. Daniel Simpson is a renegade correspondent and author of A Rough Ride to the Dark Side. I know off the record there's a story behind what's happening with the book, but I wonder if he'll tell us about that. I would if I was him, which recounts why he gave up his job to join the mob. Born in England in 74, he read history at Cambridge, then trained as a journalist with Reuters before being hired by the New York Times. I won't go over his whole bio, but he has been blowing the whistle on what's going on inside the New York Times. And since then, a lot has come out to back that up, and more journalists are getting ready to go public. Amber Lyon of CNN, three-time Emmy Award winner, she said that most people support her. See, here's the secret of evil. It intimidates good men and women to stand down when we're really the vast majority. But we are cowed by them, not just through fear, but good people almost are almost always meek, or they see it as aggressive or chauvinistic or dominant to stand up. No. Slaves have that mentality. We must rediscover the animating contest of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson called it. So he joins us to go inside what's going on, the pressure, the manipulation, the spinning, at the New York Times, who helped get us to war in 2003, who helped get us to war with the baby incubators in 1990. All of it pure bull, and then helps promote Gaddafi and the rape rooms with the Viagra. Which was a fraud. So he joins us now, Daniel Simpson, with a new book. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. And I'd just like to show people a copy of the cover of the book just to give them a flavor of what it's about. But yeah, as you explained, it's the story of why I quit my job at the Times. And I've since been trying to share what I learned as an insider at that institution, albeit for a very short period of time. But what I witnessed there seems to carry on, you know, unchecked, regardless of the fact that they printed this supposed mea culpa about what they'd done at the time of the Iraq invasion. I mean, really, that just seems to have been an attempt to clean up their image rather than to change what they do.
Well, that's right. I could rant all day about this, but I want to go inside the book. But how's the book doing? I'm surprised this got published. Tell us about your publisher and how that's going.
Well, it's not an easy book to get published, not least because, you know, I'm not one of these big swinging dicks at the New York Times anymore. If you're in that sort of position, you can whistle up a book deal fairly easily. Having walked away from that world and spent 10 years doing other things, for me to now try and talk about what is to the minds of, you know, the publishing business, like the news media, an old story, you know, it's not such an easy thing to sell. And so I took a little while to find a small, fairly niche publisher in the UK called Zero Books, which, to their credit, publish quite a lot of left field thinking, whether it's philosophy, psychology, or political stuff. And they were good enough to put it out there. The only problem is that they're not very keen on me getting out there to talk to people about it, because really their business model is to sell books via Amazon. And in the end, selling books via Amazon shuts down independent bookstores. And in the end, to stock independent bookstores, you've got to run an expensive logistics operation to make sure you have.
Yeah, a little bird told me that the book physically is sold out. People can get the ebook for now, but that it's a little more than that. That somebody might have gotten to somebody now.
No, I don't know if it's a question of that so much. I think it's more just the case of, I mean, the publisher wants it out there, but they're not prepared to do what it takes to invest in promoting you know, independent writing.
Okay, well, let's shift gears out of that then. Good for the publisher supporting you. Get into what you break down and your take on other journalists like Amber Lyon coming out and backing up what you're saying in triplicate.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. You summed it up very well when you talked about money and power, but there's something else with the New York Times that really needs to be factored into the equation, and it's status. You know, people there are very concerned with how they look and how they appear to those in power. And the reason for that is partly to do with something else you alluded to, that by getting access to those in power, they get information. The problem is, obviously, what kind of information they get and how they choose to handle it. And the job of the New York Times reporter, by and large, is to take the official point of view and make it palatable for public opinion. And no less a person than the editor, when I was working there, said as much once he left his job. He wrote an article for the Atlantic Monthly in which he said, and I quote here, it misses the point to say that the Times is an elite publication. It is the indispensable newsletter of the United States political, diplomatic, governmental, academic, and professional communities, and the main link between those communities and their counterparts around the world. So basically your job is to take dictation from those in power, try and make it more comprehensible to the readership, and foghorn that around the world so that leaders of other countries get with the program. And, you know, by and large, that's done because people who are writing for the New York Times have a similar worldview to people who are running the country.
So it's a talking point machine for the Council on Foreign Relations, the big banks, the Trilateral Commission, and others. And that's come out. And as you point out, they lied about aluminum tubes, yellow cake. They help with the incubator story, you know, a decade or more before that. And then they're always trying to fix their image, the gray lady, which is a shadow of itself, but they just can't stop engaging in propaganda. And I'm sure you're aware of the latest stuff leaked where they're running stories by the CIA and the White House.
Yeah, there's a very interesting piece I read by Glenn Green about how they tried to, somebody who's reporting on the CIA for the Times is trying to shut down the output of a Times columnist that might be in some way minutely critical of the CIA. And he sees his job as being to assist the CIA in getting its message out, which is ridiculous. But coming back to what I saw, I mean, my most alarming thing is that no one's actually telling anyone what to do. They're figuring it out for themselves, and they're figuring it out for themselves not because of some terrible project on the part of the New York Times to promote these interests that they are ultimately serving. It's largely because they believe their own hype, and they believe their own hype on two key fronts. First is objective reporting. They think that they are truly objective. I mean, there's actually no such thing as objectivity. The question really is, whose agenda are you promoting? If you have your own agenda and state what it is, that could be a very noble thing. Could be the service of the public. But in their case, they pretend they have none. So what they do is serve the agenda of those they get close to as their most influential sources. And then the second thing is this whole conception of what American power is for. And as I say, they buy into these same assumptions as the people who they're reporting on. And I can see how that process comes about. And they go to the same institutions for their education. They spend time at the same cocktail parties. They become friends with these people. But in the end, you know, they're being used. And
it's a gang. It's a gang to take dictation from the mob bosses, and then they get to go to the parties and scurry around and feel important, and they get paid off with book deals. But the public's becoming wise to that, so their viewership and readership is continuing to plummet, but they're still so arrogant they haven't fully figured this out yet.
That's true, but at the same time, one has to stress. I mean, I still read the New York Times. There's a lot of reporting in there that is useful if you can decode it. I mean, they get out on the ground, they interview people, they dig up facts, they stick them in the paper. Problem is the way that they frame them to promote.
Oh, I agree. I read all that stuff because it's all right there. They'll just tell you Al-Qaeda slaughtering people and forcing fathers to suicide bomb is loving and liberal and great and freedom. And I'll just go, wait, well, that's an Al-Qaeda group they're saying are heroes.
Well, there's a thing in today's paper, and I think actually right now being updated on the website, it's a story about Obama's plan to authorize strikes on people who are deemed responsible for this killing of the U.S. Foreign Service officer in Libya. And right tucked down towards the bottom of the story is a note that says actually the legal basis for these killings is not clear. So actually, you know, that should be the lead of the story. But of course, that's buried right down the bottom for people like you or I to get lost in at some stage. And you know, that needs that's the way that the news should be framed. But they hide that away. They're smart enough and they're well informed enough to know that they need to put that in the story.
Yeah, the headline should be Pentagon, you know, launching Skynet operations worldwide. The Terminator has arrived. I mean, it's, you know, it's totally illegal. Violates Geneva Convention. Stay there. I want to hear more about what you saw inside the gray toilet paper of record. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Talking to our guest, and then I'm going to get into Whole Foods Censors GMO Exposé. The video just went live at InfoWars.com. You better get it now. They've been pulling it everywhere. This is outrageous what Whole Foods has done, and I'm going to be going after them now. The gloves are coming off. Undercover video investigation admitting presence of GMOs at Whole Foods stores is pulled from YouTube under orders of claiming a violation of terms of service pulled, it says, by basically order of Whole Foods. So now you can't go in a grocery store in America. I've done this so many times and done reviews. I like Whole Foods, but now they're being taken over by Monsanto. I'm not putting up with this. I want everybody to go film Whole Foods GMO stuff and put it on YouTube. Man, that makes me angry. I'm tired of this bullying. What is YouTube for if it isn't for citizen journalism? I'm ranting, and I apologize. Rough Guide, darkside.com is the website for Daniel Simpson's new book. And I hope people can go and get the hard copy of it, or they can also go to Amazon, other places, and get the digital format of it. But I was talking to the fellow that brought you to Austin to speak at Brave New Books, and he was talking about the journalism students that came down by UT, and they were told by their professor, don't go to that and don't write about that. Talk about control freaks. I mean, journalists shouldn't be scared to go hear something maybe they even disagree with, but now journalists have just become these repeaters. They're not journalists. They're not even reporters. They just are vomited on by the press secretary, and then they go back and vomit it onto the American people. So it's kind of like a river of vomit. What do you say to that, Daniel Simpson?
I say that it's alarming that Scott McClellan in the Bush White House, once he stepped down, was able to say more clearly than any reporter what had happened in that time. He called the press complicit enablers. I didn't see that on the front page of the New York Times. I mean, they did publish this sort of, you know, wishy-washy apology for having printed a load of fake intelligence information that made an illegal war possible. But at the same time, they didn't learn from it. They didn't learn from their role. They didn't understand how they co-opted. And one of the ways in which they co-opted that really scares me is actually embodied in the kind of investigative reporting they do. And of course, you know, there is some good investigative journalism in the Times still. I mean, they're renowned for things they've done in the past. You know, this weekend, the proprietor from a while back, the father, I believe, of the current proprietor, Mr. Sulzberger, he died, and they had this front page eulogy to what a great guy he was, in which Barack Obama, no less, was quoted as saying he'd done a fine, upstanding thing in publishing the Pentagon Papers. Now, Pentagon Papers came out in 1971. When did the Vietnam War start? It depends how far back you want to go, and you know which element of escalation you want to call the start of the war. But in the end, you know, there wasn't a lot being published in the New York Times that was critical of that policy or making it less likely that escalation could have taken place. It was after the fact, when some official documents were placed into their lap, They really went to town on the story. And that's the way that they operate. They see everything having to be validated by official sources to be news. When a very prominent person in the power structure wants to lie to them, they will take that down. They'll put it in their newspaper. They won't put underneath the quote that this guy is lying and here's the evidence that proves it, because that would be editorializing. That would be biased. But it's not apparently biased to print the lie. And then at the same time, the only way that you can refute the lie is to get somebody else in power to say it's a lie. So you're dependent on these whistleblowers in very high, you know, high places, who obviously have got a lot to lose by putting that information out there. I mean, we've seen what's happened to Bradley Manning, who, you know, frankly didn't release anything that, you know, earth-shattering, assuming, of course, it was him that put the stuff into WikiLeaks' hands. You know, basically, we're in a position where to get stuff out of the machinery of government.
More and more, we're finding out that foreign governments call CNN up and are paying them money to shut down reporters or journalists. And now a group went and filmed admitted GMO products in Whole Foods, and they shut it down for terms of service. And watching it live time while you were just talking, they just deleted the backup video that we found. I mean, they are in live time right now. I guess their headquarters is here in Austin. We're all over the country, but listening to us in there in live time deleting things. I mean, Whole Foods doesn't want people to know they have GMO, even though it's admitted. I mean, how insane is this? That now they're erasing journalist videos because they dare go in a store and show this stuff. This is incredible.
Well, this is what you're operating against in the corporate media. The corporate media is obviously run by large corporations and is, you know, the service of other large corporations who pay for advertising space and pretty much define the world view of the right-thinking American who believes in promoting the unsustainable economic model that currently drives this country by doing such things as invading far-flung countries to control natural resources to ensure that American hegemony continues for another few years before it crumbles. So in the end, you know, basically corporate control and influence are like, you can pull a video off, but at the same time, you know, a ridiculous video that's being used as justification for protests all around the world slamming Islam. that's fail. They claim they have this freedom of speech that means they shouldn't pull off something that's being, you know, being used to...
Amazing. Listen, good luck with your book. Look forward to having you back home.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Listen, here's the deal. I don't like being bullied. I don't like being pushed around. And Whole Foods is now the biggest so-called organic healthy food store in the world. Billions and billions of dollars a year in profit. I've even one time run into the original founder on the street, you know, here in Austin. He lives here in Austin. I'm told he listens to the show. My wife shops at Whole Foods. It's overpriced, but you can find organic food there. There's knockoffs of it all over the country. Central Market, HEB, puts out. And Monsanto now has members on its board. That's confirmed 2 years ago. And they're letting you know more and more that they've got GMO in there. And you see, Whole Foods helped mainline organic healthy food, old-fashioned food. You're like, ooh, grass-fed beef, ooh, fancy. Well, cows are supposed to eat grass, not ground-up dead dogs and stuff. That's what a lot of animal feed is actually ground-up dead dogs. You know, your dog gets left at the vet, it dies. They say, oh, we'll take care of your dog for you. Most of the time it isn't being cremated, folks. It's being sent to a dog food factory or an animal food factory. The point is that Whole Foods is a globalist operation now. It has all these magazines up front about, oh, the family's not good. Oh, austerity's so trendy. Oh, don't have plastic bags. It's bad. Oh, we're going to henpeck you. But Whole Foods overall has got a lot of good people working there. You know, they got a great selection of foods and things. I don't hate Whole Foods, but you got California in the polls, 2-1 set to pass Prop 37 to just say, hey, we want our food labeled. The United States is the beachhead worldwide of the eugenics operation that is GMO and all the big studies sterilizing and giving tumors and killing the rats and guinea pigs and other mammals they tested on. And so I've done reports on Whole Foods. I mean, I can go to the regular grocery store. We were thinking about doing a report showing the regular grocery store and all the horrible stuff in it versus some of the better stuff, you know, at the nicer grocery stores and show how it's a class thing, how the poor people are just being killed. And then how the rich people have access to the organic stuff, or the wealthier people, the middle class. All of this is going on. I'm a customer of Whole Foods for 20 years. I've lived in Austin for 22 years. And I have been a customer. My mother's been a customer. I have a right as a citizen to go in there. They operate as a commons and to show, hey, look, they got a sign up saying we don't have organic now. Hey, look, you know, they put us on notice. People go and cover it. There's a group called Organic Spies. Really smart to call it that, so people take notice. They went and just showed the admitted stuff that's GMO. That's insect genes and things. That's crops that grow their own pesticide. You need to physically see it, not just have some quiet announcement like you let, you know, gas out in church. We want to have it big and roaring there so everybody hears it. And see, I was going to send my reporters out just to talk to Whole Foods customers. You know, out of the street. I'll probably call the cops so you can't even be on the sidewalk. We own Austin. But now, because of things like this, in live time, they are pulling the videos down, claiming that it violates terms of use. Whole Foods censors GMO expose, undercover video investigation, investigating admitted presence of GMOs at Whole Foods stores is pulled from YouTube. And we've tried to talk to them the last week. They won't talk to us. We're right here in Austin. We got like 8-9 reporters, 10 reporters total, I guess. Some of them are part-time. Mike Adams lives here in Austin. Become a magnet of patriots. He's tried to talk to them. They won't talk to him. So my answer is, hey, everybody should go show the GMO stuff at Whole Foods and put it on the web. Because, see, now it's not just about GMO and Monsanto coming into your company and Bill Gates. Now it's about our First Amendment. See, you don't want us as consumers to go, hey, we like Whole Foods. What are you doing? Because, see, now it's just going to be more and more GMO. And Whole Foods isn't fighting, last time I checked, to get Prop 37 passed in California. So now they've gone from being this bulwark. Hey, Whole Foods, if you want to play this game, that's fine. We'll see where your stock goes, and we'll stop shopping there. Okay, because I'm going to go get some video, I'll tell you right now, and you take my video down, I'm not some little group that's going to put up with it. And it's not that I'm looking for a fight either. I have a right as a journalist to go show what you're selling people in a public commons. You say, well, this is private property. Really? I have to know the laws and the court rulings. You operate as if it's free and open to the public. And come on in here. You got bars and restaurants in there and everything else. And the media should have a right to go show what you're doing in there. Be like a shopping mall, they said. Oh, you can't have any media here. Well, the media would start coming in with undercover cameras. This attack on groups. Look, you may think you've bought off the mainstream media, globalist. It's dying. It's dead. See, now the alternative media is the new media. They're legends in their own mind, folks. Legends in their own mind. CNN claims their top show has 1 million viewers. Turned out it was all fake with Nielsen. MSNBC, the same thing. MSNBC's more like 100,000 maybe watching it at one time. They're a joke, but it's all fancy. These big, giant emperor's new clothes, and it's all a fraud. So now they know we're the new media. They know you with the camera listeners could make international news tomorrow, and it freaks them out. That's why they've got new patents and back doors to just turn off all the phones in the city so you can't videotape when they're going around arresting people or shutting down videos. I went and videotaped the Federal Reserve last year at a protest in San Antonio. They took it down. And back then you could go into YouTube and do a counterclaim. Now they just let it happen. Well, they don't have to sue because the Federal Reserve said we can't film their building. Remember that, Aaron?
I sure do.
So in this new America, oh, you don't film our building, American scum. Folks, we better all stand together for the First Amendment or it's over. If you're listening to us on AM or FM station, may not even agree with some of what I say. You better support the First Amendment or you'll lose yours. It's kind of like last hour. You know, you're like, oh, let's just abort the black babies. You know, blacks are a problem. Oh, really? Well, the globalists want to abort your baby, too. They want to euthanize you when you're old. Don't you get it, folks? You better stand up for some basic standards, or we go to Hades in a handbasket. Aaron, I'm ranting. You put this article together today pretty quick. They're now jerking the backup videos. Now, we have more backups we posted up at the bottom or linked to. Here is a mirror of the pulled video. It's at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Do we remember to post it at Prison Planet? So many times we just post stuff on InfoWars now. And, like, I tell the Prison Planet guys, there's all this news on Prison Planet that isn't at InfoWars. And I say, well, you post it on InfoWars. I tell the InfoWars guys, well, you please post on Prison Planet. And the answer is, not until hell freezes over in the night circle. Excuse me. Anyways, the point is, you turn this article together. It's very good. A Whole Foods censors GMO expose. Hey, Aaron, tell us what's happening.
It's going to be on Prison Planet in a few minutes. But we're talking about this video went viral. It had hundreds of thousands of views. It was making a spark. All the organic blogs were talking about it, all the health blogs, alternative news, and suddenly it was pulled. Well, maybe the video didn't have any merit. Maybe it wasn't true what they said. But Whole Foods
should have been proven in court.
Whole Foods officially responded to it. They were obviously very nervous about
it. No, I looked it up. They haven't given money to Prop 37. Monsanto's moving into their board. I mean, I've seen it. It's very accurate.
Well, Whole Foods got nervous about the video. They dispelled the rumors, said they weren't deliberately spreading disinformation, but they did admit they do sell GMO ingredients. They sell products with GMOs in it. It's admitted on their official blog, Whole Foods. Now, as far as their donations, they say they don't donate to political causes, to candidates, to these ballot measures, and that's why they haven't backed Prop 37, although they claim to back it.
No, but I mean, they put it out on their website. They've given notice. It was like a year ago. I've said we should do reports on this. I mean, they've been announcing they've got GMO now. I mean, that's...
Well, they had a big meeting with Tom Vilsack, who heads the USDA, with Monsanto at the table, where they basically agreed to stand down and let them roll over the whole country with GM alfalfa, which, as you know, is one of the biggest...
If they did this, I want to be out front their stores talking to people. Guaranteed they'll call the cops even when you're on the sidewalk because you're American scum, so am I. You don't stand with sidewalk filth. Anyways, I'm filthy as well.
This out. They say they won't back Prop 37. The CEOs, Walter Robb in particular, is backing the wife of Tom Vilsack, who's a total whore for the biotech industry, for Monsanto.
Well, I want you to go out there with all the proof and tell the people at Whole Foods, because this was going to be a friendly report. But, you know, you mess with my First Amendment. You know, because, again, they have to take over. The main capital of the organic movement has been Whole Foods. And the globalists have gone in and rolled in.
Well, that's what's so sad. I shop at
Whole Foods. Probably did it with those SEC investigations. Remember that? And I predicted like 4 years ago when that started. I said, watch, that's it.
I shop at Whole Foods every week. I spend hundreds of dollars a week there.
What's going to happen if they ban your videos? What are you going to do?
Oh, they already try to kick me out for filming the fact that more and more each week there's less and less organic produce. It's more and more conventional every time I go there. And
so you've already filmed devil footage.
Well, I don't have a photographic memory. I was trying to document which areas have...
You American scum. Give them your money. You're not allowed to document the GMO filth.
They tried to kick me out of the store and then followed me around the whole time I was there.
Well... I'm telling you, I'm turning you guys loose. I'm giving Whole Foods fair warning, too. But, I mean, we were going to do one about how you've got the slaves at the regular thing with no organic, basically, and now they got to pay three times as much. And I've even noticed in the poor stores, it's even more to have organic than at a regular, you know, fancy pants store. Then we'll show kind of the Uptown HEB versus the Central Market versus the Whole Foods.
Well, that's why this is so devilish, because people who seek out to eat organic, to not eat GMO foods, are paying more to shop at Whole Foods. But then, you know, if you don't read every ingredient from everything on the shelf, you're inherently eating GMOs by mistake.
Well, Aaron, it's extreme to want to know what you're eating. And it's extreme to give them, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a year and then want to be able to, you know, understand why everything's turning to GMO. How dare you?
If they try to censor the media covering this, it's going to come out anyway because employees have already contacted me from there. They're concerned about the way the store's been shut.
Oh, yeah, you want to give your email out for whistleblowers?
Yeah.
We have the whistleblower, whistleblowers@Infowars.com, which we should check every day. I'm sure we are. And what Aaron with two A's at Infowars.
Right.
.com.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, the answer is employees should. Well,
there's a lot of employees.
Hey, they shut down half of Martin Springs yesterday. I found out the employees revolted because I said it was coming, and now they've opened it back up. It's just you got to start saying no, folks.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be the same at Whole Foods. There's a lot of people who work there because they're concerned about organic issues and about stopping GMO, and they're going to be angry when they look up what their CEOs are doing and who they're meeting with and why they're...
Well, that's why I like Whole Foods. I walk in there, and it's like these are real, quote, liberals. I mean, they're fans. They know what's going on. They're waking up. Everybody loves me over there.
A lot of them tell me they love you. A few say they don't really go for your brand of politics, but they're concerned about organics. So we have a lot of allies there and a lot of outright fans, and as we should.
That's right, because you're known, because you're on TV, too.
I occasionally get recognized.
It's like, it's like Howard Beale says, why do you want me with this message? He goes, because you're on TV, dummy.
The point is, we have to expose this, because people are trying to make a conscious choice to avoid GMOs, and they're being sabotaged with a sneak attack, because it's infiltrated the whole market. Because corn, soy, canola oil, cottonseed oil, they're in the 90-plus percent range. They're dominating the entire food industry.
And now they don't just have the main nine food crops and oil crops, you know, foods produced cooking oils. Now what they're coming out the next year with 23 more. The next year it's over 100. Everything from tea leaves to tobacco, it's over. It's all going to have special little back doors at it. So you can't escape. There's no escape if they get this through.
And all the meetings with the Asian private partnerships, the North American Union meetings, the deals between Canada at the border, all that is also meant to push the GMO.
Oh, no, they tell them, we'll let you bring in your product, shut down our industries if you just accept this. We really want your people to eat this special corn that kills bugs that eat it. You're like, but it kills bugs. Never mind. It's killing the rats. Never mind. Hey, you're run by eugenics companies. Your directors are all on eugenics boards and say they want to get rid of the population. Never mind. Just eat the food. Just eat the food. Just eat the food. We love you. You've studied eugenics, Aaron. How deep is the rabbit hole?
It goes extremely deep. This is covert population control. Look at Monsanto with Agent Orange. They've been war by other means through chemical resistance against the population from the very beginning of their company. I mean, they've been pushing some really bad stuff.
Same thing with IBM. Same thing with Microsoft. Folks, research it.
And this new rat study where they found the rat does cause cancerous tumors early on in their life. That's been going on for decades, too, because back when Monsanto had not yet absorbed Searle, you found people who were investigating aspartame. They would have their lab.
It took them three times to get it approved because it was killing the monkeys.
And all the research that...
They love us, Aaron. The government radiated 4,000-plus foster children to death because they love them. U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, says they can kill us in secret test. If it's for experimentation, because they care. These are good people.
Look, Henry Kissinger put an official state policy to use food as a weapon, meaning against the third world. But look at what's happened in the real world. Donald Rumsfeld, other Department of Defense secretaries have headed Monsanto or their subsidiaries. That's food as a
weapon. Food as a weapon. The UN says so. I want to tell all the yuppies that still love abortion, okay, you're going to get your life aborted. You're not going to get your non-GMO, suckers. Ha, 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 ha. Enjoy. And all the TSA workers getting radiated. Enjoy.
It's really sick, Alex. I mean, it's frustrating. Why are the people from Whole Foods?
The new wheat study came out. The new GMO wheat sterilizes the rats. What's the big deal, Aaron? I'm sure it's an accident, Aaron. I'm sure it's fine, Aaron. So they've got new stun batons that'll kill people, not just electrocute them. I mean, what's wrong with that?
So you got African nations, European nations, Russia refusing our GMOs, but we still have to eat them in America. We can't have that food labeled.
We're land of the free, bud.
That would drive up the cost of food. All these arguments they have, it doesn't add up.
It adds up to love, Aaron.
Yeah, it's a love bomb.
Aaron, when they attacked Libya and put al-Qaeda in, that was loving.
I mean, you ask about eugenics. While they have the on-the-surface debate about whether or not we should have population control or pass out condoms in the third world, they're just de facto dumping all these chemicals and poisons on us to reduce the population without asking anyone. That's what's going on with eugenics.
Well, I mean, they said in all these textbooks they would, like eco-science, but let's not listen to that. Everything's fine, Aaron. Don't be so fearful, Aaron. I mean, don't be so fear-mongering. It's good to just shut up and go along with it. They're trying to warn people and stop it. That's fear-mongering. Like, there's already ongoing proxy wars, and they admit there's a war against Iran. But if we say, hey, they're about to go to a bigger war, we're fear-mongers. They're not attacking any countries with drones. There's not wars. There's not checkpoints. They're not devaluing the dollar and other world currencies. Everything's fine. Just because everything we said is coming true means we're bad, Aaron.
Look, I think Whole Foods probably initially was trying to push the organic movement.
They had SEC investigations. I'm on record, if you can dig it up, saying that's the end of Whole Foods. You do an SEC investigation. Mark Cuban was going to put out a loose change that I was producing in theaters on 1,000 screens and all this stuff, the owner of the Mavericks. We were talking to him. And they and a year later in court, he released it. But I was told about it while he was on the phone with Charlie Sheen. I'm listening to this at the house on speakerphone. And he goes, well, I'm going to have to bow out, man. The SEC's calling me up, threatening to put me in jail if I do this. Well, a year later, he released the emails where they were going, ha, ha. Imagine seeing an email. We're going to get you because you're going to fund this film. And the Cuban's like, well, I won't do that then. Just over, you know, some tiny stock sale. They still went after him. And he beat it, and they went after him again. So, I mean, I'm not mad at the Whole Foods owners. I mean, they've told him. I remember the SEC investigation?
No.
They did that. No, man, they're going to bring the, we're under attack too. I just won't back off.
No, the thing is,
most people get threatened, they roll over.
What's that saying about a cornered animal's twice as dangerous? Monsanto knows there's resistance against them. They know people have woken up to GMO foods, that they wouldn't eat them if they were labeled. And so they fought the system again and again to make sure it's never labeled, to make sure it's always fast-tracked, approved, never tested by...
Yeah, that's it. No, they're in trouble, and they know it. And so they did an SEC and a bunch of other investigations of Whole Foods and said, look, you do what you say or it's over. We'll be back.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
I don't want a chip in my family.
Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
Yeah, I sit down with Big Brother.
I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
That's Jimmy Vaughn, my good buddy, great guy.
I sat down with Big Brother.
And the National
and the
ID.
National ID.
All right, folks, we have covered a lot today so far.
Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car.
Oh, crank this up.
I want to travel. It's nobody's business how far.
Yeah, all the big insurance companies are coming out and saying, we'll give you a big discount if you put a satellite tracker in your car. Soon it'll be mandatory. Right here in Austin where I live, they've got a test program where the government pays you to put a box in your car to then pay by the mile. They're priming all the pumps, and it all goes to foreign banks.
Don't want a chip in my mother. Chip in my wife.
They want to destroy this republic.
Stay out of our life. Don't want no.
That's right. We want to be able to go to a store and buy normal produce, normal meat. But you're like, no, you can't have that.
I sat down with Big Brother. No more slavery.
No more slavery. That's right. It is that simple, and I have had enough. You know, it's taken me 2 days to get to this, and I haven't gotten to it. I want to thank DrudgeReport.com for linking to it last night until this morning. I'm going to get them to repost this as the top story on Infowars.com right now because everybody needs to get this. TSA confiscates camera and deletes footage of checkpoint. That's one article. TSA rescinds approval to film in response to opt-out campaign. By law, you can film in these quasi-public areas. There are servants. It's not terrorism to film. And I have a declaration at the bottom that I have not yet read entirely on air, and it's very, very important. And so I am going to, I guess, read this on the nightly news tonight. Jakari Jackson is doing the main part of the news. Aaron Dykes is going to be having a special report on Monsanto and the takeover of Whole Foods. All of that's going to be happening. We're in a fight for our lives, folks. If they can force us to eat this GMO, it is over. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of studies where every major GMO crop sterilizes, deforms, mutates, kills mammals it's fed to. And look, there could be GMO that didn't do this. It's designed that way, ladies and gentlemen. It's eugenics. I mean, I've had so many scientists on where they're like, hey, this potato's sterilizing the rats. And they go, of course, that is the plan. That was a Russian scientist I had on. I mean, it's all these companies. Look at who founded modern science. They were eugenicists. And the same big families that believed in it. Hitler was only one little spinoff of these people. And we're under attack, folks. I mean, we're leading the world in cancer, neurological disorders, everything else. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we are under incredible, incredible tyranny in this country. And it's going to get a lot worse. Look at what's happened in other countries and other parts of history. And we know that's where the globalists are taking us right now. So it's up to all of you out there to count the cost and decide, are you going to go quietly with this or are you going to make a noise and say no? They think they can just incrementally twist your arm and condition you to accept all this and that you're going to fail and that I'm going to fail. But I know we're made of better stuff than that. So let's get organized, let's get focused, and let's just start speaking out. Many hands make light work.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.